All right, and back to it here on Out of the Woods. Got the latest CD from a group that's local to me here in New Hampshire called Tattoo. It's called I Was Wrong and You Were Right, and we're going to take a track from it right now called Take It to Me.
She ain't my baby no more. She stuff like that. Flicking, bringing lots of joy, bringing lots of pain. The love I got for that woman, it is tough, it is hard to grasp. Love for her like poison in my veins. She ain't my baby no more.
Before the holy process, those crackers I'll regret. Mother Nature, close your shutters tight tonight, 'cause that thunder's rolling closer and we're headed for the light. We took too long to figure out it wasn't all for us. Corpses said it's really done, too late to adjust. I guess I'll find another way to dodge the burger line. Perhaps a magic potion or a bionic spine will get me through the final blast, and I'll be living still, floating around outer space, impossible to kill. Or maybe I can burrow so deep into the core that I don't even notice when humanity is yours. I'll bring a stash of wine, a fiddle and a book, and that'll keep me busy till it's time to take a look. What I'll find when I come up from the ground. Will there be new inhabitants living on this mound? Or will I truly see the absence of all things, the corporeal of nothingness? Hear silence when I sing. Make your peace with Mother Nature, close your shutters tight tonight, 'cause the thunder's rolling closer and we're headed for the night. We took too long to figure out it wasn't all for us. Voices said it's really done, too late to adjust.
Brand new stuff. The new CD is called Shifted, and that was called Well Hell. They're now a trio, Jordana Greenberg. Yeah, she was singing and playing that great violin on that track. Rebecca Reed-Lunn and Maria DiMeglio are also wrapping up the trio now. We heard from The Devil Makes Three in there as well. Kind of a couple songs in there, a little social commentary going on. We heard Hallelujah, going back to the CD, I'm a Stranger Here. And then we got boogied down a little bit there, Jacob Miller and the Bridge City Crooners from their CD, A Love Like This. We heard She Ain't My Baby No More. And Tattoo started off the set there, a Michael Doucette tune actually, called Take It To Me from the CD, I Was Wrong and You Were Right. All right, well, we're going to keep going with that sort of social commentary theme here for another minute or two, a couple songs anyway. This guy's been in the news a lot lately. I'm not sure exactly why, but just won't seem to go away no matter what we do. Casey Jones has a pretty funny song about him, and this one's about his hair. Donald Trump's hair on Out of the Woods.
Whether a bull or bear market, his tresses are always a target. But this pompadour should be admired. And if you don't agree, then you're fired. Donald Trump's hair, Donald Trump's hair. A girl could get lost in there, way up in there, in Donald Trump's hair. I really don't care if it's full of air. F-I-R-E-W-S. He's got the bouffant that I want, and I want what I want, like Ivana. Spending my hours up in Trump Towers, running my hands through his locks and his safety deposit box. Donald Trump's hair, Donald Trump's hair, oh, so precariously perched up there, you can't help but stare at Donald Trump's hair. I'm willing to bet he owns stock in Aquanet. And why hasn't he fired his stylist yet? He must like the glare of his blonde helmet hair. Comb over, comb over, I wish he'd comb over and let me just touch it one time. I fondle each follicle that sprouts from the donicle. It's so stiff and never goes flat. How do he get his do-to-do-dat? I wanna see proof, what's under that poof? Is it Jimmy Hoffa or just more of his loot? What else is in there in Donald Trump's hair? Could it be landfill, roadkill, a bottle of Bushmill, or maybe a baby raccoon? The Harlem Boys Choir, all those people he's fired, or the entire cast of the Grand Ole Opry? Donald Trump's hair, it looks like hell, but I don't care, he's a billionaire, no coif can compare. His tonsorial deserves this memorial song, he's so debonair, cause his mane is so rare. In there, in Donald Trump's hair. Well, Cary Grant made movies. Men wanted to be like him. When Esther Williams made movies, we all lined up to learn how to swim. When Fred Astaire made movies, the whole world learned to dance. When Catherine Deneuve made movies, we all wanted to move to France. When Julia Child was on TV, we all learned how to cook. When I Love Lucy was a hit, so was that red-headed look. Yet when Angelina Jolie makes a movie and her co-star is a gun, we're supposed to believe violent images don't influence anyone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's 315 million Americans, 4 million in the NRA. That's 1.26% of us who bully to get their way. They want everybody packing pistols in churches, bars, and schools. But if all of us carry weapons, all of us are fools. 98.74% of us are not in the NRA. That's 311 million of us who want to live to see another day. But in the last 24 hours, 82 more Americans were killed with a gun.
And homicides, how do we compare to the world? We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Whoever thought we'd see the day you couldn't smoke in restaurants? We put limits on behaviors that sometimes curb our personal wants. We do it for the greater good, what is best for all. This is a civilized democracy, not a Wild West barroom brawl. There's 300 million firearms from sea to shining sea. Some say it's too late to do anything, but I disagree. When they do gun buybacks in California, they run out of money before they run out of guns. History has taught us some wrongs can be undone. So please don't sit there silently. Tell everybody how you feel. Let's strengthen our collective backbones. Let's be that squeaky wheel. We'll do it for the children of Newtown, Aurora, Colorado too. For Columbine, Virginia Tech, we do it for you, and you, and you, and you. We can do this. Together 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 we can do this.
Supposed to fix a broken sink. I got a text, I went out drinking. Then I heard just Newman singing. Baby's ringtone surely ringing. Cleared my throat about to say. Gonna be home yesterday. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. But I couldn't do it any other way. Well, I hope that you won't be too shocked. I left the chicken yard unlocked. Fox got in and ate the hens. I always thought he was my friend. So you'd better buy some eggs. Don't go see those bloody legs. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. Tune to tell you how really soon you learn I got a new guitar, one I bought so I can start a bluegrass festival at our house for 3 weeks or thereabouts. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. You're gonna hate what I say. I couldn't do it any other way.
Yeah.
yeah, I like that one. Vicky Vaughn for you here on Out of the Woods. That's called Won't Be Long. I'm taking that from a compilation that just came out from the International Bluegrass Music Association, or IBMA, Ramble Showcase Preview Disc for 2015. All sorts of great folks on there. Unfortunately, in my opinion, at least half of the disc is not what I would consider bluegrass by the strictest definition. So most of the tracks that I selected from the disc are going to end up on this show, Out of the Woods, and not on my bluegrass show, Music for the Mountain. But that was a good one. That one could go either way. Sort of progressive stuff there. Like that a lot. Old Man Ludicky in there just before that from the new one, Domestic Eccentric and Hate What I Say. Christine Lavin in there and one from her CD, If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy, and when she calls Cary Grant, Esther Williams, Angelina Jolie, and the Romance of the Gun. And at the top of the set there, we started you off with Donald Trump's Hair from Casey Jones. All right, well, it looks like we have time for a couple more tracks to squeeze in before the top of the hour, so we're going to get right to it. Here's Gene and Gayla Mills now from their CD Walk on Solid Ground. Here's Butcher Boy on Out of the Woods.
She went upstairs and made her bed, and not a word to her mother said. Her mother, she went upstairs too, saying, oh, my daughter, what's troubling you? Oh, mother dear, I cannot tell that butcher boy I love so well. He's courted me my life away, and now at home he will not stay. There is a place in London town that butcher boy goes and sits down. He takes a strange girl on his knee, and he tells to her what he won't tell me. So hurt, he went upstairs to give her hope, and he found her hanging by a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down, and on her bosom this note he found: go dig my grave both wide and deep, put a marble slab at my head and feet, and at my breast put a snow-white dove to tell the world that I died for love. Thank you.
What a tune to wrap up the closing credits of the first hour here on Out of the Woods this week. The Tony Rice Unit, going back to the Unit of Measure CD, came out back in 2000, and Swing 42. We had Gene and Gayla Mills in there in that set as well, from their most recent one, Walk on Solid Ground, and Butcher Boy. All right, folks, we'll be back with more great music as soon as we do another quick break here for station identification. We'll be right back after this.